بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: تفترق أمتي 73 فرقا إلى آخر الحديث، رواه الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه narrates that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that my ummah will split into 73 sects, 73 groups. All of them will be in the fire except one. It was asked that who is this one group? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that group which is upon what I and my companions are upon. We discussed the first part of this hadith, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first he made a prophecy that the Muslims amongst my ummah, we are not talking about the non-Muslims, the Muslims amongst my ummah, as time passes from my era, they will split into different groups, will turn up. And eventually there will be 73 altogether. But only one of them will be on the true path, on the path of Haqq. So only one of them will be deserving of Jannah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu naturally asked, okay, what is this group? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a short but very extremely comprehensive answer. He said that group which is upon what I and my companions are upon. Upon what I and my companions are upon. They are upon my way, in other words, and the way of my companions. Now this answer, the ulama have written books consisting of hundreds of pages just on this answer. But I will mention one or two pertinent points. The first pertinent point of this answer, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just mention himself. He said, my way and the way of my companions. That means that if something is proven from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did this, that is also part of our deen. And the best example of that is 20 rakats taraweeh salah on a daily basis. The ahadith that have reached us, neither is taraweeh proven on a daily basis in those ahadith. We don't have any hadith saying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Taraweeh Salah every day in the month of Ramadan. And nor do we have any hadith that says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 20 rakats Taraweeh every day in Ramadan. So if you and I were just followers of the hadith, neither should we be reading Taraweeh every day. There is mentioned the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading it 3 or 4 days. And there is no mention of the number of rakats, no mention. Despite that, all four madhabs agree that there are 20 rakats of Taraweeh on a daily basis. Where did they get that from? From the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu of the time agreed upon this. That is the first point. That what is proven from the Sahaba is also part of our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that. Number two, the second, and even more pertinent point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the answer he told us, don't just look at my hadith. Look at the people I have prepared and left behind as well. Look at the people I have prepared and left behind as well. This is something I mentioned in the afternoon as well. That in our deen, individuals are extremely important. So in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't just look at my hadith. Look at my hadith as well, which is based on the Quran, so the Quran hadith. But also look at the people I left behind. That means, now we can look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, but who did look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? The tabi'een. The true, the pious tabi'een. And then after them, the generation after that looked at them. And this continued. And in our time as well, if you want to find the people on Haqq, you'll have to find those people who benefited from the generation before them, who benefited from the generation before them. And like that, they have an entire chain going back to the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we often hear of a chain of narration in hadith, that so and so has a chain. In fact, all of our knowledge has a chain of narration back to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That is why if a person studies loads of books, but he doesn't study from people who have knowledge going back to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, then in the eyes of the ulama, this person has never held any weight. Once in the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, Rahmatullahi, someone came to him for a debate on some ilmi discussion. So he looked at this person and he turned his face away. And he said, how can I debate with a person who I have never seen at the door of any alim? He hasn't benefited from people. He has no worth in my eyes. He's not worth debating. He's not worth discussing an ilmi matter with him. He's a jahil. He's an ignorant person. So you and I as well, number one, if we want to stay upon the deen of haq, then we need to find such people. And we are so fortunate that, we are Deobandis, so we don't even understand what that word means anymore. Deobandis, we call ourselves Deobandis only because Darulun Deoband and the ulama who founded Darulun Deoband, there were those ulama who have a chain going back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not something new. It's the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that reached our Akabir and our elders in India. And they founded Darulun Deoband to spread that ideology, to spread that method. And it has reached us. That is the only reason we call ourselves Deobandis. Otherwise, if somewhere else in the world, someone has a chain going back to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are also authentic. But what I am saying is that to stay on the correct path, we need to find such people. And alhamdulillah, we have such people. So we need to stay firm on their ways. And the final point, that just like this hadith tells us that individuals are very important, in our life as well, we need to hold fast to individuals. Find individuals that we know they have studied from people. And they have some of the qualities of the Sahaba. They're not going to be of the same level, but they have something in them. When we read about the Sahaba, they have some similarities, even maybe not of the same level, but they try to adopt the way of the Sahaba. Hold fast to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself and thereafter all of us the tawfiq to practice with this.